Can you hear me? Check one.
Tuesday, July 4th, 2019. It's Talkin' Schmidt, episode 23. Just got back from Lincoln City for 5 days, and what a treat that was. It's beautiful up there, and we had a nice event, the Indy Rip Ride Rally with Rhino and Creature Lee. Shout out to Frank Shaw for coming up and introducing himself and saying he loves the podcast. Cody Lockwood, big shout out. My bro Cody Lockwood. He was up there. He listens. I like that. Yeah, it was a good event. Should have an edit for you this Friday, so check that out. And then we're going to do a big production with the magazine, so that should be cool too. Oh, and true or false, Jezebel just labeled Talkin' Schmidt the number one feminist podcast in all of skateboarding. I'm going to hand the mic over now to my friend Zarosh, who's going to try to give you a little insight to our next guest.
You know, Chef Pierre makes a pretty good longboard. It makes it look good. Chef Pierre is the original... dude, I don't know, man. Chef Pierre.
Was he a crab eater in a
Team Pierre? Crab eater from outer space. Chef Boy Am I Hungry. That's him.
Scarfing material.
Scarfing material. Getting hungry, boneheads. Let's deal some meal. Chef Pierre is your guy, man.
If he's
guy,
on the
guy bus, used to skate from San Francisco to Santa Rosa. Yeah.
San Francisco to Santa Cruz.
San Francisco. Over the 17. Hey, that's an all-American hero right there. He's our version of Q-Man, you know? Skate Army. Ride the rails. Well, I don't know.
Just gonna let the old cars try right here.
Oh, big dog's in.
Schmitty! What do you think, Schmitty?
He could just pull shit off.
Talkin' Schmidt.
He's so fucking bitchy.
Shit my pants, lad.
Your Rolodex is fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Come on, Schmidt.
We're way out, as close to the ocean as you can be, with the triple OG. Tell him what your name is.
Team Pierre.
Pierre's in this fucker. What's up? How you been?
Not too bad.
Yeah?
Not too bad.
Want to ask you the basics real quick. Born and raised?
Not raised, but born here.
Yeah? Where were you raised?
I was raised out here... 60s, and I moved to Milpitas in the 70s. Went to Milpitas High.
Okay, when did you get into skateboarding?
84, the San Jose scene.
You remember your first board?
My first board out here.
Yep.
It was a Pine Design. That was way before San Jose, or after San Jose. My first board in San Jose, I don't remember, maybe a Raw Roscop.
Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Santa Cruz.
Okay. Who were some of the dudes that, like, you looked up to when you first got into skateboarding?
Okay, San Jose, when I started, it was Rick Blackheart, Keith Meeks, Roscop, the whole, Ray Stevens, Todd Prince. All the San Jose crew. I can remember a lot, but there's just so many names.
Right. And then when did you move into SF?
I moved back from a foster home in SF. Got in a little trouble. Came back and started the punk scene at early 90s.
Was the farm going?
I think the farm was one of the best scenes. The farm, the on Broadway, Mubuhay, we call it Mubuhay Garbage, but Mubuhay Gardens.
The That's Mab.
Ness and Aquino's gig.
Right.
Dirk Dirksen was on Broadway.
Do you have any shows that stood out that you remember were some of like the most epic ones?
I'm in a video, The Freeze, in 1984. I'm all five segments. Dick Kennedy's was my favorite. First time I seen Black Flag.
Was that on Broadway? Or?
Yeah, that was on Broadway.
Sick. Did you go to the day on the farms?
Day at the Farm, yes. That was a really huge scene.
Yeah.
That was one of the best scenes. Used to sneak in or pay a couple bucks. Money wasn't all that. Everybody didn't have the money. But I snuck in.
It's crazy that the skate park opened right next to the farm. A lot of people are like...
That skate park would have been there. It would have been a better scene.
Yeah, absolutely. It's insane. Like, people are there. I'm like, yeah, the farm was right there. That's where... And people are like, no way. What the hell? And then you lived at Hunter's Point Ranch for a little while?
Yes, the tombstone, because I was homeless for a while.
So you got to see a lot of skating there?
Yeah, there was a... It was a big, huge scene. Couple bong hits here and there. Listen to some Devo or whatever. And learn how to drop in. I was a flat bottom rep.
Yeah.
I was. It was really a... People were like, ah! But, hey, everybody got to learn. But it was a really good scene. Had a couple of dogs and a... back, and there was a hunting dogs on the right. I think Hunter's Point Ramp started my whole transition scene.
Oh, yeah. Who were the locals back then? It was like Camden.
T-Bone. That's Eric Hilton.
Ah, Ken Takeda.
Camden and Ken Takeda, Sam... Sam Dorsey, a lot of people, maybe Julian once in a while. Jake showed up once in a great while. Jake wasn't all into it.
Were you there when Eddie Radtke?
Eddie Radtke was there. Some of the pros came
rode
up
in
there.
Off the roof.
He jumped off the right side of the roof where the rolling was.
Yeah.
And we were kind of blown away. We were young in that time.
Sick. Talk about some of your favorite bands.
Well, Verbal Abuse, that's early, I guess the early 80s. A little bit more after I came back from San Jose.
You like Verbal Abuse?
Verbal Abuse.
With Scotty or without Scotty?
Like, I think it was with him.
VA Rocks Your Liver?
Yeah, that was my favorite
song. That was
song.
Our shit, too.
Suicidal was one of my huge... And DRI, Suicidal, it was they played at Longshoreman in Fisherman's Wharf, and we just got done shotgunning a Old English, and it's like, hell with this. And he kicked in the window, and eight or nine of us came in. It was free beer, Code of Honor.
Sick.
It was... Angry Samoans.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was a rad. It was a cool show.
Huh. Did you ever make it down to the Varsity in Palo Alto?
Yes. That was years ago.
That was my first show, was Suicidal, Aggression, The Faction, and maybe Ill Repute, I think, at the Varsity. It was like 85, I think.
So, yeah, I remember that year.
And then, like... Later, somebody did a stage dive, cracked their head open. That was the last show at the place.
Right.
I've seen you at Descendants.
Yeah, that was my actually Descendants were my best band ever. Drunk Engines, Mofo.
Oh yeah.
Math Edridge.
Faction.
I grew up with those guys years ago.
With Stevie
Corey O'Brien,
and Corey. Yep.
Gavin O'Brien, the singer.
What were, tell me what the show were like at the farm.
The farm was huge. Very huge.
Did you see all the animals?
Yes, I ran into a few of those. Sepultura Death played. Bad Brains played. Dead Kennedys.
Who was on Day at the Farm? It was like, I think Bad Brains, right?
Bad Brains.
Yeah.
There was a lot of bands.
It was so sick. What was the skinhead scene like in the 80s?
Sucked.
Yeah, right? What kind of shit would go on with them?
We weren't backing down. There was a few fights here and there, but not like getting beat up. And there was a show at a DRI. One of them threw, the singer of DRI threw a board. I grabbed it the skinhead grabbed it. We were tugging, roaring it, and I just let him go and let him have it. But the skinhead it was a gnarly incident at spot in Berkeley. I forgot where it was.
Gilman
Street. There was 200 one night. I was with the MDC doing the roadie.
Oh, sick.
There was a huge fight, but nobody got hugely Harley hurt. But it was 200 of them. Mm. Elaine the N-word and other. But MDC was, Millie and his dead cops were really huge for me, too.
Yeah, the singer was the owner of Concrete Dave. Jungle, right?
Dave.
Yeah.
No, the guitar player, Ron Pilsner.
Ron, that's right.
He used to run Fogtown and Concrete Jungle around a corner from Waller and Haight.
Yeah, those are fucking epic days. So talk about the EMB skate scene.
Oh, man. Woo! It was huge. Like I said, smoking a lot of pot and drinking beers. Everybody, James Kelch, everybody, Mike Curl, Wing Ding, and a few of them were hunting around, and they found the alcohol beer little room, and we used to take beers. We used to go up to the hotel and look for food, walk in the hotel, the big, I forgot where it's called.
Might be the Hilton.
The Hilton.
Yeah.
And look for ill leftover food. I found a big, brand new food, the guys delivering. I found it and walked out with a big tray.
Sick.
Shelby.
Oh, yeah,
Shelby, we got a big 5-gallon ice cream, chocolate. He just got done drinking a 40-ouncer of Old English, and he puked up about maybe a half the size of this room. Mike Curl, that's Mike Curl, Stevie Williams from DJK. I think Mike Curl I looked up him a lot because he was skating Arco.
What about China Banks in relationship to EMB? Which one did you guys find first?
Me and Archimedes were the first ones in Embarcadero. I ran into China Banks because I was homeless one night and had nowhere to go. And so I slipped in this little shell cement thing. And I checked out to Chinatown Banks to say, this is scalable. So maybe after shows, Caballero and Christian Hosoi showed up and skated it, Bryce Knights. But after shows at Mubuhue, about 1:45, maybe about 8 to 10 of us, we'll get some beers together. And every show at the On Broadway at Mubuhue, we always go to the dish. 2:30 till 9 in the morning, everybody split up.
The dish.
The dish was the huge thing after the shows. Every show, we go to the dish.
Do you remember the contest at the dish?
Yeah, it was a day of hell.
What was it?
It was a day of hell.
Day of hell?
Tommy Girl, everybody was out there. There was a bunch of bloods or beating people up with sticks, but it wasn't gnarly. It was just a little major, little cut here and there.
Right.
They just went crazy. There was about 6 or 12 of them.
Fuck. Lately, you've been doing some art. What's the inspiration for that?
Well, I do my art because I remember my friend Ray Stevens. He used to do huge art, and a lot of art. Just the community. It's the environment around me. There's one right behind you, and I have slow down. Pretend you got kids. People are driving so fast out here. I'm shouting out.
Shout out.
But nobody can hear me. I'm just like bummed to pelt. People don't yield to pedestrians. I got this from some guy from Thrasher.
Oh, cool.
Bomb hills, not country. My house, my beach, my life. Expires me when I go to the beach. Every time I surf, I pick up garbage.
Sick.
This right here took me about 4 months. Wow. Just like expression.
Oh, that's amazing. Keep clear. Passing by. Hey, thank you, JFA.
This piece right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you in a minute.
Yeah.
This guy way back in the 90s, he got drunk and crashed his boat over towards Pacheco. Yeah, it was Pacheco.
Oh,
it was a sailboat, small one. So that was buried. I just thought about
OB
doing some artwork. Next thing I know, I'm digging up about two or three feet of, like a dog. Dogs like to bury up, dig up sand. I found this and it's like, cleaned it up. And
did you actually find it at Ocean Beach?
Yeah, yes. It was a
sick.
It was a Pacheco. This is from that boat that got stranded.
Okay. You spent a lot of time out on in the water fishing and whatnot, right?
Yes. That's my my big hobby.
Do you got a go-to spot or do you kind of like...
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Mostly the Golden Gate.
Under the Golden Gate?
Yeah, mostly the Golden Gate, over by the Golden Gate, Yacht Club, the marina, make it once in a while, Baker's Beach.
You still putting down live crabs?
I'm ready for more of that.
Yeah?
I'm ready for the guys from...
How did that go about? It was in, like, Thrasher Video, the number one.
I was homeless for a while, like I said.
Uh-huh.
And I just like seafood, and one day I had a couple of beers, and I said, hell with it. I'm going to go check out some crabs. I don't know what started me. I think what started me was Hawaii. The crabs are, they're big. I did one a long time ago. And I started for little crabs. And I made a couple bucks here and there, the tourist.
Huh.
But I did that for a hobby.
You put the you crack the shells in your teeth?
No, I eat the
whole thing?
The ones out here, I eat the whole thing.
Damn. We got a couple of questions from Pete Koff here, too. Shout out to Pete Koff.
Shout out.
He's letting me interview Pierre here in his studio. We're on 48. You were known to skate everywhere all the time. You were a hardcore skater. You might remember it as a long distance skater as well as a street skater. What is it like skating to Santa Cruz in San Jose from San Francisco?
Experience. Didn't have any money hardly, and just once in a while I'll go to SFO and skate all the way up from El Camino. Way back in the early 90s, I broke in a window in on Broadway and took a bunch of beef jerky and some candy, and I had a few bucks one way to North Hollywood and skated to Venice.
You skated to Venice from SF?
No, I skated from North Hollywood.
Oh, North Hollywood.
I took the Greyhound to North Hollywood to meet up my friend James, because I used to hang out with in on Broadway and the punk scene and clubs.
Right.
And I met up with him. And it was kind of sketchy. He wanted me to like hang out with him in the house, but I stayed in at backyard in Jay Adams' camper.
Oh, shit. How long did it take you to skate from SF to Santa Cruz?
About 9-10 hours. I was on acid one time.
Straight.
So I said, to hell with it. I'm gonna hit the road.
Straight down Highway 1, or what was your route?
I did a little bit of Highway 1, and it took a little shortcut.
Uh-huh.
Then did a 9. 9 is a kind of a steep hill.
Oh, yeah. Sick. Let's take a quick time out, hear from some of our peeps, and we'll be right back.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I know you're into, well, you got the Beavis and Butthead tattoo, right?
Right.
Who's better, Beavis or Butthead?
Both. Beavis.
Beavis?
Beavis, funny.
Why Beavis?
Hey, it's funny.
Yeah. So sick. What does fishing do for you?
It's a hobby. keeps my mind on, just a lot of things. Huh. I do that not the fun of it. It's survival. It's just, I've been fishing since I was 8, 9. Caught a couple trout here.
Right.
My big brother from San Jose, or Milpitas, he used to take me out fishing.
You keep all the fish, or you really?
Usually I'll sell one or two, but usually I eat them.
And then grill them up?
Yeah, I grill them up. I got one fish when I used to stay in the warehouse, and I had it in a little cabinet. My friend Ben said, "Hey, you want to check this out?" I showed him full fish, because I used to stay in the warehouse, and I take the 29 all the way to Presidio and catch fish out there and bring one back and grill it up.
True or false, you got sucked out at the Cliff House once?
Yes, I was surfing one time. It was about a 2-foot day, and it was about 50 yards from this one guy. There's about 4 or 5 guys out. I didn't get sucked out too far. I just sucked out a couple of yards from the rock. And a little nervous. Yeah. I was kind of young, and climbed up the rock and got saved from a couple of my buddies from Ocean Beach, the lifeguards, Sean, and I forgot the other guy's name.
Yeah, there's a good undertow out there, too.
Yeah, there's one guy got sucked out the other day. He wasn't a regular. Regulars don't do that.
Yeah.
But I got sucked out a little bit, and I just wasn't in the right spot to going out. So I got sucked out. I got a friend that was fishing the rock, the Cliff House area. And he's pointing, and I just kept on sucking out a little bit. I didn't get sucked out all the way, but a couple yards.
Enough to fucking...
And I climbed up on the rock because there was some shore break going off on the side of the rocks.
Want to talk a little bit about Joe Lopes' ramp?
Joe Lopes' ramp was very huge. Very, very huge. I remember I tore that down by myself, maybe about a little bigger than this table. And it was all just patches and street signs. Oh. And their parents paid me. And about double size of this chair, the flat bottom. And I started on fire, and Joe runs out like, "Oh, what are you doing?" We had the hose out. I had the hose out. But Joe was a really, he was a brother, man. He was a brother. He was a brother, and he was a cool guy.
Yeah, rest in peace, Joe Lopes, for sure. Who were some of the guys that ripped that place? Christian, Cab?
Lance Mountain.
Lance.
Jeff Phillips. A lot of Keith Meeks. That's who I look up to from Santa Cruz.
Okay.
He's way back.
That was like the main vert ramp in the area at that time, right?
Hunter's Point wasn't here yet. There was a lot of contests.
Right.
That was the main kind of a vert ramp. Yeah, it had about a foot and a half on it. But it was a cool ramp. Big contest.
Did you ever go to Les's?
Where?
Les's vert ramp. It was like in Fremont or something, a little further
down. Oh, yeah. Remember that one.
Yeah. And then Page Mill?
Page Mill, maybe once or twice. I wasn't really familiar with that ramp, but I knew where it was.
Uh-huh. Being around SF for as much as you have been, we got to ask you what some of the best bars are in town.
Way back, the On Broadway scene.
Yeah.
It was a 20 Tanks, Lucky 13, Kilowatt, and Zeitgeist.
Clown Alley, remember
Clown
that?
Clown Alley was our favorite after shows.
Yeah.
We have a couple buddies that give us a deal. $5 and get me burger, fries, and shake.
Sick. You had it all hooked up. You go to the show, go there after.
It wasn't all the time, but he'll give us a deal here and there.
Nice. What are some of your best restaurants?
Hardly. I didn't have really as much. I think Golden Dragon. I was living off Duck Neck.
Is that in Chinatown?
Denny's here and there, but I was living off Duck Neck for a long time.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Do you know what happened to that dude, Theo, that worked at, what was that guy's name that worked at the farm that was like the stage guy? I think his name was Theo, right?
Theo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Theo. Theo Jack.
Yeah. You know what happened with him?
No, I haven't seen him for a long time.
Have you seen any of those guys?
Everybody just disappeared, and I was skating with Jack years ago.
Right.
Ebb, John Marsh, Buckwheat. John Marsh got swiped off the freeway from a diesel truck.
Oh, damn.
He died on riding his bike.
Pete said we should ask you what you want to say to John Cardiel, if anything.
Well, thank you, John, for supporting me in the shoes. That was one of my guys I used to look up to way back in Sacto days. Him, Sam Cunningham, all the Edmund guys, Henry Sanchez.
You want to give a shout out to Caballero?
Shout out.
Caballero. I was just blown away just hanging out with him. He was one of the guys I used to hang out with and skate at his ramp years ago, San Jose crew.
What was your relationship with Jake?
Me and him, I don't know. It was a weird. I ran to him when I first met him. I took him to the telephone banks. We're in Third and Folsom. And it was all right. I didn't hang on him too much. But I went to Venice Beach with him. We flew to L.A. and he ditched me. So I end up in a gnarly part of the neighborhood. Somebody let me cross in their car and walk up and skated all the way to Venice Beach.
If you had $1,500, where would you travel to?
Well, some of that money would buy me a fishing reel and waders. And I will take a train to Vegas and go meet up this guy named Chumley from Pawn Stars,
huh?
And give him one of my movies because he's a funny guy. Everybody, him, Corey, the guy he works with, and Corey's dad picks on him, but he's a funny guy. I want to meet him one of these days.
Oh.
I never that was my dream, and. Maybe take a train to Portland, because I have a lot of art up there.
Up in Portland?
Yeah, and my destination is Seattle.
Okay.
I wanted to go check out Bruce Lee's gravesite. Somebody told me he's buried right next to Jimi Hendrix. I always wanted to do that.
Oh, that'd be sick, yeah. I like going to some of the famous. We went and saw Al Capone's grave when I was in like Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. What about tricks? Have you invented any tricks throughout all the years?
There's a trick right here in this magazine here. I was mostly doing airs. I like airs.
Uh-huh.
Hand plants. That was my main.
Oh, it's
fakey
like...
hand plants. I got for that from Caballero.
What would you call this? This is kind of like
I don't know, this balancing trick. Like Jesse Martinez from Venice, he used to do the wall ride.
It's kind of like a street plant wall
ride tree plant.
Off a garbage can.
That was Jesse Martinez. I remember he did that, and I was like, yes, I created something. I don't know who, I think I started it.
Rad.
Maybe we all started it. Everybody just had their mind and they're doing it.
You got a DVD, you got like a documentary made,
yes.
Right?
Yes. A lot of people have been buying those. I've been selling those at my friend Allison from Long Beach. She's been giving those away at down south.
Right.
Kind of blown away about what Pete did. A lot of good footage.
Uh-huh.
Surfing and skating.
Where can people can get those at? Where the Great Highway Gallery?
Great Highway, here or maybe me at the bar, 540.
If you see Pierre out there, hit him up. Pete Koff is also available, and then there's the Great Highway Gallery on Lawton and 43rd Avenue. Team Pierre documentary, which is on DVD. It's a definite must see. What else? I'd like to ask you a little bit about what Thrasher means to you.
I was raised in that. I got into that I got a few photos from Luke, Bryce. Bryce has got a few pictures I wanted to get, but he's so hard to get a hold of. I used to hang out with the main guys, Mofo, Matt Etheridge, Brian Brennan, singer of JFA. Those guys really helped me out about just promoting what I was doing. It's pretty cool to hang out with those guys. Maybe Ed Riggins do a barbecue in Golden Gate Park.
Oh, yeah.
I miss him. Shout out to Ed Riggins.
Shout out.
Yeah. What's it called? Jimmy's Car Picnic. Ed Riggins does the annual every year.
Right. Usually every car show, they have a little scene there.
What's one of your favorite places you've been outside of the city?
What do you mean by?
Like, have you been up to Burnside or anywhere?
Burnside.
Somewhere that, like, you went and you were like, this
Burnside.
Is...
Burnside. Me and Chris Dunn went up there for a week and hung out. We got there early in the morning, about 2 in the morning, and we hung out with Osage, a really hardcore Indian guy.
Oh, yeah.
And for a couple days, it rained. Hooked up with Julian, stayed in Osage's basement, cooked up some chicken. I did a chef thing. Everybody ate my chicken. I marinated it with the maple syrup.
Oh, rad. Oh, yeah. You got your own anti-hero tribute board, yeah?
Yeah, that's what John Curdiel made that up.
No way. It's cool. Do you know how long it is? It's a little longer.
I think it's 36.
36 incher?
35, 36.
Anti-hero Chef Pierre tribute model with crabs, big pyramid building, SF. We got the Bay Bridge.
Google.
Yeah. I like these people just freaking out with a car crash underneath them. Who drew all this stuff?
I don't know who did that. I don't know who did that one. There was a guy from...
Todd Francis?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Sick.
Todd Francis did it, man.
Oh, sick. That's amazing. Pierre, do you want to give shout-outs for your friends that are here and or gone?
Well, I'd like to shout out to Caballero, Stevie Williams, Cardiel.
Shout out.
Ark.
Shout out.
The ones that are gone, Joe Lopes' family, Tim Brout.
Shout out.
Jay Adams.
Shout out.
Jay Adams is cool. When I met him a long time ago.
Did you ever skate with Phil Schell?
Phil Schell was one of the top, kind of bummed out when he had his plaque over in River City Skate Park. Somebody stole it. That bummed me out.
Same.
Really steep kind of transition.
Yeah, why would you steal a tribute plaque?
Right.
That's ridiculous.
That was one of them. He was one of the originals I used to look up to. He was just ripping.
Yeah, all terrain.
Yeah, he was a really good street skater. I'm going to shout out to Ron Allen, East Bay.
Shout out.
Casey Benson.
Shout out.
Nice. Is there any bands in 2019? Is there any new music that's good?
It's old right now. Everybody just once in a while.
Yeah.
Once in a while, there'll be a couple bands here and there.
I appreciate you meeting up with me and catching up. I haven't seen you in a few years. Anything else you want to touch on?
Just good to be alive.
Absolutely.
Good to be alive.
What's one of your favorite songs that we could take it out of here with?
The band, MDC. One of my favorite songs is Dick for Brains.
Dick for Brains.
Shuffle too, one more feels so black and blue. Why? Why? Dick for brains, dick for brains. Now I'm
thanks for hanging out, Pierre.
Anytime, anytime.
Big love, big love. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please subscribe now on Anchor, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like this show, one of the best ways to show some love is to write up a review. I always appreciate to hear your thoughts, and detailed reviews are the best way for people to discover us. Also, a big shout out to our executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it.